This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton. I am joined ahead of the potentially the last major set that we got from Park by Car Park and Neil Atkinson. Neil, I'll start with you. Have you got any particular farewell to the old lady planned or?
Well, I'm getting to go, which is excellent news, and I'm pleased about that. I think it's the first of the lasts for them. And I think that there's going to be a few of them who are going to find it a bit harder than they think or have thought. I think so much of what Everton do and the way Evertonians think currently is so invested in the next thing that the idea of the end of this thing, I think they've sort of managed to knock away. And also because the record of Goodison across the last couple of years isn't that good. Engaging with it's not quite happened yet, but you know it's potentially the last derby some of them watch together or watch in the place that they watched the first derby with their parents. And things like that, and I think it is actually going to hit them a little bit harder. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going. I think it actually will just genuinely be just a teeny little bit sad. I think it's a mad ground. I think it's like a relic, and I can understand why they'd want to move from it. But the flip side of it is that it is, you know, of the grounds we get to go to, the 19 grounds in this league. I've still not been to Tottenham, but it is a genuine oddity and rarity now, a football ground like this one. So I think it will be a little bit like, oh, right, well, that's that then. And I think also it does add yet another layer to a game, which if we're honest about it, Liverpool should be feeling, and this is why it is different for us. You know, from our point of view, it should feel like Dream Street after the difficult away game to play one of the bottom six away from home. It's, you know, practically one of the best games you can get. But it's probably our seventh toughest remaining fixture because of all the added context.